Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Yes, and another good morning to you if you're just joining us. We went here at 5:30. Welcome. It is Friday, everybody.
Yeah, but also it's the day where we have more guests than you can poke 15 sticks at. What about Ian Thorpe?
Yeah.
The Thorpedo, the human missile.
The guy
that would shoot through the water so fast you wouldn't like... If he could have been used in a war back in the day... You know what I mean? There would have been no Battle of the Coral Sea.
Yeah, man.
It would have been Thorpey just shooting through
over.
The water.
Big time.
Straight through those ships.
Imagine what Thorpey would have done to a U-boat. Forget it.
I just don't know how to value it.
What about in a cooler class? If there was a cooler class sub coming his way.
They wouldn't have had enough lifeboats. You know what I mean? All the sailors would have been in the lifeboats. As quickly as you could say, for Australia.
It's true. If anything, he was underutilized in a war sense. That's very true. No, I take your point.
Should have taken him over too.
Well, James Magnuson was the missile.
Yeah, I know, but that didn't work out.
And
James was the first to say that was too much pressure. Because when your missile misses the podium or misses gold by 1/100th of a second and you go from hero to zero, one 1/100th of a second.
We put too much pressure on James Magnuson and I put myself in that, Aaron. All the missile talk got me all a flutter. I'm like, geez, because I love a missile. Yeah. You know, let's go around the room. Let's name our favourite missile.
The Scud. Everyone loves the Scud missile.
No, the actual Scud? Useless. I mean, they look impressive.
I tell you what.
Nah.
Are you talking about, I thought you were saying Scud Philippoussis.
Yeah,
No, missile.
Scud Philippoussis, you might say.
I love him.
He never won Wimbledon. He never won the US Open. 2 Davis Cups. And... a healthy placing in last series of Masked Singer.
Back to missiles. I like ballistic cruise.
Actual ones.
Google. These are actual ones.
No, the types.
Tell you what. What about the Enola Gray? Oh, that was a plane, wasn't it?
Yeah, Eleanor Gray's a plane.
The MGM 140.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Tomahawk.
Tomahawk. Come on. Who doesn't love a tomahawk?
I like ones that are nuclear powered.
That's awful.
Oh, dear.
And the president of North Korea.
We're trying to have some fun with missiles, and you've got to do that. Shocking from you.
You know what? I also like the ones that they're an iron shield and they stop other missiles. Like
Patriot missile.
A missile that knocks out another missile.
Patriot.
No one gets hurt then.
I know that.
When a missile knocks out another missile... everyone's a winner.
What about shrapnel?
People who sent their first missile.
Yeah. Shrapnel.
No shrapnel.
Then they've wasted their money. You know what I mean?
That's true. Now, point is, there's been a COVID scare, a nonsense COVID scare, false positives, major tourism destinations being shut down left, right, and centre.
The State of Origin might be coming back from Townsville. They might have to
turn
those trucks around and head back for the MCG. We're going to focus on what happened in rural New South Wales.
Yeah, around Goulburn. We're going to talk about what happened around Goulburn.
We're going to Goulburn.
Yes, we are, because the big merino was shut down.
It's still being cleaned as we speak. They're right in there cleaning it. I'd say stand down.
I reckon they would have already cleaned it.
You don't? Do you know for sure? Can't we just?
I don't think it takes 3 days to clean a sheep.
Go to Goulburn and find out what's going on.
In fact, let's go direct.
All right, we'll go to the next.
Today FM.
We were meant to be speaking to someone from Goulburn right now.
We are going to have someone from Goulburn.
No, there's a media blackout, mate. They've shut us down.
Have they?
Yeah, no, they haven't.
This is
Goulburn.
Absolutely. This is like a totalitarian state.
Todd Carney. Try Todd Carney. He's from Goulburn.
I don't have his number. So, I'd like to speak to the big merino directly. But
what noise does a merino make? Is it the same as a sheep?
Have a go at that.
Are you doing Todd Carney? Was that a Todd Carney or was that
a
sheep?
No, that was a sheep, I think. But is a merino a sheep?
Yes, of course it is. It's got wool. Anything with wool is a sheep.
That's not true.
Guys, can we focus on the COVID campers?
Yes.
They left Victoria. They spread COVID. They attempted to... No, they didn't attempt to do anything. Every now and again, you say something early in the morning thinking you can have a bit of fun, and then if someone takes it out of context, I get sued. They didn't mean to spread COVID, but people were worried they were spreading COVID.
But I don't think they have spread COVID, have they? Isn't that the...
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you... I mean, the Cooked Goose Cafe at Hyams Beach, that was announced as an exposure site on Tuesday night.
Well, this is terrible. They had the... So that was announced as an exposure site. Imagine your business is announced. Yeah, you're an exposure site. They rallied together to get tested and had most had already received negative results. And then they go find out that 517 people had been contacted to test and self-isolate after visiting Goulburn, Gundagai, Huskisson?
Huskisson, yes.
Jarvis Bay, Vincentia, as early as May 19.
But, you know, because the word had got out from the Victorian authorities that this was the most virulent, beastly COVID strain in the history of COVID strain.
Wait, what did you just say? What word? Virulent? Yeah, I can't say that.
Hyper-virulent.
Virulent.
Hyper-virulent, beastly, can't keep up with it, like wildfire, everyone's going to have COVID before you know what's going on. And it just hasn't proved to be the case.
No,
the COVID campers have not given anyone in New South Wales COVID.
No, they haven't. Zero people have got it from the COVID campers. The idea was that if you even looked at their caravan, you'd get it.
Absolutely.
And that's not the case. So what we're going to do now is go to Eagle FM, live to Eagle FM.
Yeah, we'll talk to the great people at Eagle FM. Who have we got at
MJ.
MJ. This is MJ. Morning, MJ.
Morning, crew. Guys, welcome to radio. Glad you guys have kick-started. Welcome to the show.
Network.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
mate.
Great to be here, mate.
Thank you.
Now, MJ, you're in lockdown. Obviously, someone looked at a caravan and now everyone's got COVID. It seems like it's been somewhat ridiculous in Goulburn. What's been happening?
Well, it's not too bad. We're kind of keeping a positive look at it. So we had a couple of exposure sites and I put the message out there. Look, if you're there at these times, you've got to get tested and isolate.
Good. Did you have a test, MJ?
No, I was thankfully not at the location. So it's if you're there, that's the people that have got to get tested. So I don't want to get in the way. But we're playing it by ear. We're socially distancing. We're just, you know, we're not panicking too much. We're not buying the toilet paper, thankfully. Not yet.
Yeah, but... good work, MJ. No panic buying. Good job.
It's all well worth stocking up on toilet paper, whether, you know.
Are you doing a joke? He's doing a gig for him, MJ.
No,
he's doing
saying a gig that for him. You don't want to run out of toilet paper and have to use newspaper because that's probably covered in COVID. Do you know what I mean? So
you're talking to someone who panics about toilet paper on a regular basis. I have to stock up. I have to buy in bulk because you just never want to run out. It's an uncomfortable experience.
Tell you what the worst thing is, MJ.
Yeah.
Tell you what the worst thing is when you've just got that roll on the and you realise someone else has not changed it and you're in a public place and you have to carve up that roll to use it. Have you ever done that?
But my big fear is when you get the toilet roll that it's just one single sheet and you're constantly grabbing it and it's breaking before you can get the perfect amount.
See?
Create that other mitt on your hand because I'm fearful of touching something I'm not supposed to touch.
So, this is
great content.
Have you ever just one sheet and you've had to use every single square millimeter of that sheet?
Yeah, I've come close.
The sheet around.
Anyway, thanks for the
this
chat
what we
on
went
COVID,
to Goulburn for.
MJ.
You know, if you've ever used a sheet and then that song "Turn the Sheet Around,"
interesting.
You know that song?
No, not at this point. Let's turn the beat around.
Never turn the sheet around.
No, I don't. MJ, are you going to be playing "Turn the Sheet Around" on Eagle FM this morning? Do you know?
Look, guys, if you want to request it, I think.
MJ, I'll do it for us. That's the one. Turn the sheet around. Hey, let's hope for no cases in Goulburn. Good on you, MJ from Eagle FM. Good on you, bro.
The Today FM morning crew catch up.
Coming up very soon, Jimmy and Tam from the block, the massive controversy of that fake bidder. So we'll have a chat with them.
It was the backpacker who claimed to have $5 million and then just wandered off.
It's a great prank.
As I've always said, when you randomly bid at auctions, you have to come up with the money.
That's what's good about you.
Yeah, exactly. I just...
Because you don't look like you got the dough, but then you do.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And no matter what the bank says, you get the money out of them. You say, look, I've got the house, so we need to come up with this money. And I'm good for it. And I am, to be honest.
No,
because I've never been hooked on drugs. And that's what I'll say.
Give him a sound effect, Jack.
To the young people.
Hang on, wait, do it again. Do it again. There we go. That's the one.
To the young people of Sydney and Australia, you want to be able to randomly bid at houses, stay off drugs.
But you can still have fast women, though, can't you?
No, stay off them as well because they will lead you to drugs. No,
alcohol?
I'm out.
No, stay off. Oh, I don't know about alcohol. Well, I'm not going to say stay off everything. You can have dairy if you want to. It's the drugs.
Anyway, guys,
it's the stuff in bags. Oh, get off it. Not going to help you out.
That's fantastic. Okay, so if it comes in a bag, say, not for me.
Absolutely.
What if it's red frogs?
What's a gateway drug?
What are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know what the latest term is.
Actual red frogs come in those little Ziploc bags.
No, I did give up Jubes. I'm not going to lie. Jubes.
I remember that.
Although someone on the New Zealand trip gave me some vegan Jubes, trying to suck me back in. I said, look at my mouth. Look how many little teeth I've got. I cannot be sucking on Jubes all day. I've only got 7 teeth left. You know what I mean? God, they're tasty Jubes, though. Good are Jubes?
I love Morella Jubes.
I don't know what they are, but yeah, I really just love Jubes.
Nah.
Anyway. I don't love Jubes.
No, I'm not a Jube guy. You know that.
No, you're not a Jube guy. Jack, do you love Jubes?
I've never even heard of them. I don't know what they are. I'll get some today. I'm excited.
Anyway, I've become an actor.
That's what we all wanted.
Didn't know how to break it to you guys because it might now mean I'll have to leave this show at some stage if it takes off.
Why wouldn't it? Whatever you do tends to gold. So
yes.
Absolutely so.
So anyway, I am now the voice of a new audiobook. So it's called Go Green with Morph. It's by Toddle, which is a childcare comparison website. For World Environment Day, which is tomorrow. So I voiced the book, did like character voices and everything. Would you guys like to hear some?
Yeah, we need a taste.
Jack?
Morph's an eco-monster. He's green inside and out. It's rivers, trees and bugs and bees he cares the most about. His friends want to be green like him and help the planet too. There's lots of ways to help, said Morph. I'll show you what to do.
It's incredible.
I mean, I don't like the message, but the delivery is.
How dare you?
I had a sound effect ready for them to absolutely beat Candy.
Oh, no, he had to go the eco warrior. No,
how dare you?
Why are we calling Morph a monster, an eco monster?
Because it's for kids. It's to appeal to kids. So he's this cute little monster with lots of eyes and one eye and different combinations of eyes.
The cookie monster eats cookies. Is the eco monster, what does he eat?
Oh, so you mean nature.
Eco.
Like he eats.
It's a great book for children to teach them about how to look after their environment. And what I love about it is I reckon all the talk about global warming and whether you buy into a lot of what's said or not, it doesn't matter. There are ways you can help the environment that are proven and tested and that are really important. And that's things like recycling or turning off the electricity at home.
So this will also appeal to small children who are conspiracy theorists. So the biggest night of, I think, audience-wise of TV for the year generally is the block auction nights. It's so exciting because it's real. People actually... it's meant to be real. People actually bid for houses and they buy houses that were renovated by, you know, just couples.
Amateurs.
Well, don't say amateurs because they work very hard. We're about to speak to two of them. They work very hard. And as you know, I own one of those houses from a few years ago and it's been a good investment. We're not here to do what you want to do, Ed.
To be disparaging and cast aspersions.
But also, Erin is one of the... Erin's in the COVID Channel 9 ad, mate. She's deep state...
Well, of course she is. She's deep state
Channel 9.
She's blonde.
No, Brooke Boney is in the new version of that ad, so...
Yeah, that's true. We're not here to talk about the COVID Channel 9 ad.
No,
I stand corrected.
We're here to talk the block. So exciting last year when the biggest price ever was awarded on the show. This was the bidding for one of them.
First, second, third time called for the junction. Here this afternoon. Done.
One
finished.
Ready.
All silent.
Ready.
Done
one
before
more.
We go.
One more.
$4,256,000 a bid now. Quickly. Okay. Quickly.
That was Jimmy and Tam's total profit, which gave them, you know, $966,000 above reserve. Whoa. Once that house got sold, three of the others went over $4 million.
Yeah, it was
huge. It was like the marker was set in the sand. These houses are worth $4 million plus. That's all very well. They won the block. We're about to speak to them, but they won the block. But then this information came out from Scotty Cam.
She was pretty cunning, and she falsified document.
And I reached out to people behind the block, and we agreed that we were going to do our best to work this out.
All right, well, that was the information was that the woman had no money. That was the woman speaking. She never worked it out.
No, I mean, she claimed she was a cybersecurity expert, Amice Fajka.
But you know
and,
what?
You know, it turned out not have the money.
But the world we
Good
live
to be
in,
here.
We world we live in, we don't know who's got millions of dollars. We don't know who bought three block coins back in 2018.
Bitcoins.
Or whatever they
well,
are.
Block coins a good idea for a show.
So she could have had the money. She didn't have the money.
No money.
Jimmy and Tam, when you found out she didn't have the money, was that the worst moment of your lives? We'll ask you, Jimmy, first. Was that the worst moment of your life, Jimmy?
Oh, mate, we could not believe it. Like, literally, because she became part of our lives when she bought the house because, you know, someone that bought something that we put so much effort into. I mean, there was whispers of her not having money, but, I mean, who are we to judge when someone's bought the house at that time? So...
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to realize, oh, hang on a sec, this is something's up here?
All the way till settlement date. So she bought the house on auction on November 22nd. It settled on December 22nd, I think it was, or 21st.
Yeah.
And it wasn't till then that we knew it definitely wasn't happening because she kept providing fraudulent documents saying the money was coming and there was all these excuses and things like that that the money hadn't arrived, but it never came in the end.
Has she been prosecuted on any level, or will she be?
Not at this stage because she's got no money. I mean, it's kind of pointless. Yeah. Channel 9 chasing after her, I guess.
Well, not even in a civil sense, but in a criminal sense, she's committed fraud.
Yeah, no,
she has, but she's not in this country.
She has,
though.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're going to send some bounty hunters over. Yeah, Tam, were you the one who got onto her first, or was it Jimmy? Who got sus on her first?
Definitely Jimmy. I see the best in everyone, so I definitely didn't see anything. Totally shocked me. Jimmy, I don't know. He reckons he was a bit sus, but I don't know. She just seemed like a normal, everyday person to me. I'm a very trusting person, but this has definitely changed that a lot.
Did you guys get angry at the real estate agents or the production team? Or did you lose your shizzle at any point with the people behind the scenes thinking, how have you put us in this situation?
Not at all. No way. They vetted the vetting process was there. They did everything that they could. She just literally pulled the wool over everyone's eyes, which is crazy. And I know that it's happened to such a big organisation, but she's a very cunning person, like Scotty said. So it's out of anyone's hands. No one knew it was coming.
So you guys were meant to get $1,066,000 profit when the money came through from the buyer. And I remember back when I bought one of the houses, Josh and Elise were ringing me every day saying, have you put the money in the account yet? We want to, you know, get on with our lives. So you haven't till now received any money, or had you received the $100,000 for the winning?
No, we've received some. We haven't received the whole prize yet, but we have received some. I mean, Channel 9 were very, very amazing towards giving us our prize money, and they said they were honouring our entire prize money not too long ago, a couple of months ago, and it's just coming through at this point in time.
So did you have to? So we can announce. I don't know if we've done it. We announced that the house has now sold.
The house has sold. Yep.
Woo-hoo!
Yep.
Yep. But so for around $4 million, do you know exactly how much it sold for and can't say, or they haven't told you?
No, they haven't told us. The new owners want it to remain confidential, but fair all enough. We've been told is the price it did sell for, we still would have won the block on the day.
Oh, so that, there you go. So all's well that ends well.
And you guys are going to get all the money that was announced on the broadcast night, you're going to get all that money.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. While we're talking to you, Hughesy, mate, why didn't you step in and buy? Exactly. You love blockhouses.
Yeah, what's your problem, man?
Mate, but what I've realised, and I think some people realise, is you can only live in one house. So,
but give us the others.
Well, that's right. I mean, what's the point of buying houses?
Well, your children don't want them. I'll have them. No, I can live in heaps. You watch. I can live in heaps of houses. I'll put a different family in every house, mate.
I've only got one family, mate.
I've got three.
All right, we'll talk. All right.
Grundy, guys.
Well done.
Today FM, Sydney.
Only the four legends from human nature. Wow. We've got some big news to announce, and they want to announce it with us first.
Love it.
We'll find out how their COVID situation's going. You know, we know that there was an infection. We know it went rampant. It ravaged the group. They don't look ravaged now, though.
They look very unified, to be honest. They look like a unified group.
They don't look ravished. They look
ravishing.
Boom.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, let's do some forking.
Doesn't matter what is going on in your life. You give us a call, 131060. You get it off your chest. You go into the weekend lighter and also richer with the prizes we give you. Yeah. Ed Cavalier looks like he wants to fork, doesn't he, Aaron?
Just very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Very, very quickly.
What
look,
do you got?
They do a great job, but I paid full price for it. My Kia. Got a Kia. I get this, read the news. Oh, there's a recall.
Yeah.
Open the recall. It's a Sportage. I've got a Sportage. Yeah. It's the one I need. Yeah. I've got to take the car in to get it recalled because it might start catching on fire.
Spontaneously.
Yeah, my wife says, you're not driving that. Yeah. Not allowed to drive the car. I finally get it to Kia. Yeah. I go, righto, no worries. Okay. They go, we'll need it for the whole day. I go, no problem. I'll go to do something else. I make a little plan to go do something by myself and have some fun. 20 minutes later, they ring. They say, your car's fixed. I say, what did you do? They said, we fixed it. I said, did you do anything? And she said, you'll never know.
Oh,
fuck you,
did
Kia.
Not.
Fuck what you.
What?
You'll never know.
20 minutes. Generally, that would make you happy, but you 20-minute fix.
No, because he had to go home to his wife and child straight away.
Do they just squeeze you the windscreen?
I don't know what
do they do? Put some water in the water thing so you can squirt it better?
Camera
so you can
seat.
Squirt out the fire? Press the button?
Yeah.
Squirt out your
what
fire.
What did they do?
I don't know what they did, man. No one will, as you say. You said it.
You'll never know.
Courtney from Camden, what are we forking?
I want to fork the parcel delivery guy.
Oh, this is big. Why is that?
So I was waiting on a package due to arrive yesterday, got the notification that it had arrived, go out the front, there's nothing there, look at the photo, they delivered it to the wrong house.
No.
They had one job, to deliver it to the right house. I mean, you've got a clear letterbox number, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course you do.
What was it, Courtney? What were you waiting on? Like life-saving medication?
No, it was a new bed for my dog, but still, it was.
It doesn't matter what it was.
Your dog hasn't slept in weeks because it doesn't have a bed. And I've got two dogs, and if anything I know about them, they need proper, beautiful, therapeutic mattresses to sleep on.
Give it to them, Courtney.
Fuck you, delivery guy.
Fuck
you can't do that. You can't take a photo of somewhere that's not even it. That's ridiculous.
You've got to get it right.
Thank you.
You know, or there's other people lining up to take your job. Absolutely.
Actually, I think there's a real shortage at the moment because there's no tourists.
No one competent out there on the road. Mads from Penrith, what are we forking?
People that go on adventures while sick, especially with coronavirus.
Oh.
I have booked a trip to New Zealand inspired by you guys at the end of the month. And now that there's people travelling to New South Wales with coronavirus, I'm so scared it's not going to go ahead.
If you've got the sniffles, you don't go anywhere. Absolutely.
I don't think they had symptoms when they went camping in their defence, but I get what you mean.
There's COVID camping going on. It's like a,
it's like a thing.
Don't COVID camp.
No COVID camping. Give it to them, Max.
Don't COVID club. Don't COVID. What else do you shouldn't COVID?
With a C.
Kiss.
Kiss, yep.
No COVID.
And when you get a test, don't get a false positive,
Don't ask for a false positive.
Don't ask for that. Go for it, Mads. We hope you get to New Zealand, loud as you can.
Fuck you, COVID campers.
Fuck you.
All right, Forky Friday. We'll be back next week. Coming up next, the boys of Human Nature are going to join us. They got a brand new single. We're going to talk to them straight after this. Human Nature, that is broken. Humans, everybody. Woo! The boys are in the studio.
Come on.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, Aaron's even stood up for it.
Yeah, well,
standing ovation.
Mate, gang, that was wonderful. Mm. That speaks to our times. I mean, if you're at all feeling that you're not perfect and that, you know, you don't belong, just listen to that song, man.
Why are you looking at me?
You can get a lot out of that, mate.
Is that a tear I can see?
I think I am. I don't know if it's.
He's a bit wary in the eyes. You're absolutely right.
Am I going through the change? What's happening?
Yeah,
no, whatever it is.
I don't know. That was, it's a beautiful song. Well
done. I was just talking to the guys during that song as I was also listening to it. But you released a song last year, and then prior to that, the last original song you released was 2004.
That's right.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this thing called Motown happened to us in the middle of it for about 15
relatively
years.
Successful in Las Vegas.
Too bad.
Yeah, so today, actually, a brand new EP of original song called Good Good Life. It's out today.
It was going to be out last year, but nobody was having a good, good life last year. So now we're ready for it.
The thing is with you guys, you've made so much money that now it's all about the music. Do you know what I mean? Which it was always all about the music, don't get me wrong. But now we can explore a bit more, can't we? We can explore, yes?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Absolutely, getting in and... anyway, that's amazing stuff.
Thanks, mate. Absolutely. Thank you, mate. Amazing. Thank you.
What was it like working with Guy Sebastian?
Really good. He's such a humble guy and so amazing singer. But we've known him for years and he just loved that song and agreed to do it with us. And he actually shot a video with us. And so it's really cool. Sometimes you do duets and you kind of never hear from the person again. But with Guy, he loved the song and just been a big part of it. So it's great.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now, we did create headlines when we had a couple of you in, Mike and Andrew in. You were in last early morning recently because I bumped into the... Two of you, I bumped in the four of you in that van in the street. It was weird, but anyway.
It wasn't a dodgy moment at all.
But there was stuff said about around COVID. I think we're going to replay a little bit from your point of view. Have I got it right, what happened?
You have got it right. Yeah, Andrew was the culprit in all this. But yeah, he actually gave my family and me COVID. This was back in...
he was the original barbecue man.
Now, there's been an update.
Well, yes.
Yeah, what's the update, Andrew? Do you want to take over here?
Well, the update is that the, I think the newspaper took the headline, Human Nature Spreads COVID, which was really cool. I think they call that clickbait or something like that.
Newspapers wouldn't use clickbait.
I was like, did we spread COVID? Did we start it?
What happened?
Did I eat the bat? I ate the bat. But then also, my smell has returned, but... As we turned up at the radio station today, apparently it smells like a dumpster downstairs, but it smelled beautiful to me. So it hasn't come back.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
He was hanging around the skip down in that level 72 underground.
Looking for more bats.
You really got a taste for it, didn't you?
I tell you what, one bat, it's going to make cologne. It's going to make cologne a lot cheaper for him in the future, though.
It also makes life in the Sydney CBD better. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah. No, it's up to you, mate. You can live in all the alleyways. Righto. We are blessed.
Well, Hughie smelled great when we saw him.
Here we go. That's the vegan funk he's got going on.
I'm a night sweater, guys. What can I say? It's a way to lose weight in bed. You can lose weight just by sweating all night.
Really sick shit.
Sorry. I'm sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Now, we know that humannaturelive.com, new shows are getting added all the time because they keep selling out. So make sure you check out humannaturelive.com to see the full experience.
They put on the best show. It is the best show you will ever see.
Now, a little tidbit. The guys have prepared a little tidbit of when I was going off in nightclubs in the 90s, this was my jam. This was the first time. The irony of this is that we're about to hear you guys do a great snippet of Believe by Cher, which is, of course, the first mainstream song to ever use auto-tune in a way that people could hear it. They could hear that was me. I'm getting too excited. But the irony is, of course...
Never had an auto-tune in their life, Human Nature.
Well,
that's why I love this.
Okay, let's go with that. That's
a great story. Here we go.
All right, take it away, gentlemen.
And picture this, we're all dressed as Cher from the Turn Back Time video. Riding Erin as the cannon.
Eyes on Erin.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. One, two, three.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. Takes time to believe in. But after all said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh.
Do you believe in life after love? After love, after love. I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love?
After love,
after love. I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love, after love?
Oh, that's the thing. There you go.
Human Nature. Here they go. Humannature.live.com for tickets. Go and see them.
We accept Tap and Go as well, guys.
Tap
and Go. If you see us walking in the street, just tap us.
All right. You're a gift to the world.
Thanks for coming in, gentlemen.
Today FM, Sydney.
A legend of world sport, Aaron and Ed.
Yes.
A legend. His name
is Ian Thorpe.
Ian Thorpe.
Yes.
Ian Thorpe, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Mate, before we get...
I was wondering who fronted it. I was kind of confused then as you went on.
Oh, well, you're always the front. You're the front of this. I mean, he knows, mate. He's saying you are front and centre, mate. Front and centre of this bad boy.
Absolutely. Thorpe, you know that we love you and Australia and the world loves you. And just quickly, we're going to go back to the moment it started, Thorpe.
What are you talking about, Sydney 2000?
Sydney, yes.
You're talking about the first night.
Yes, we're going to go
and
back.
And I'm in Pitt Street watching on the big screen with everybody else. Here is the moment.
Ian Thorpe is number one. A kickstart for Australia. Size 18 feet. And look at that world record. He's got it beaten. Thorpe is coming in. Gold and a world record. Ian Thorpe.
Thorpe.
Yeah.
And it all went from there, and it's still going to this day.
Well, now your role has changed, Ian, because now going into this Olympics and the next Olympics, you've now taken on the role of sort of guiding light and mentor.
Yeah, more responsibility than, just trying to be successful in the Olympic Games. But no, I guess what you see with Head Above Water is kind of some of the athletes that I've worked with, but also, some of the struggles and also getting out of that cliched thing that, all we do is swim up and down a black line. It shows kind of the different challenges that athletes face. We have Kyle Chalmers, who is defending Olympic champion going into these games. We have Bronte Campbell, who this is possibly and probably her last Olympic Games, who's had some injuries. And then Cody Simpson, who's kind of come from, he used to be a swimmer. It's better known for his music. And he's now decided that that's part of his life that he missed out on was swimming. Mm. And he wants to swim. His goal is more towards 2024, but he's swimming extremely well. So only time will tell.
Ian, there's no one more qualified to give advice to these swimmers than you. You reached the highest of highs, one of the greatest we've ever seen in the history of the world. But I want to ask you, because what really challenges people is the lows. What was the lowest point of your career and how did you emerge out of that?
The lowest point for me is probably it's probably post-career is kind of the challenge of moving away from something that that is all consuming in your life, and not realizing that you kind of go through a process of grief. But I'm thinking during my career, the biggest challenges was the lead up to the 2004 Olympics. I was disqualified because I fell in the pool.
That's still. I'm still not over that. I don't know about you, but I'm not over that. That was ridiculous.
Well, he has to do that, isn't he?
Do you know what? I mention it, and then people watch it on YouTube, and I really just shouldn't mention it. It's a little embarrassing. Then it's kind of, one of my teammates gave up a spot so that I could swim in that race.
Of course. I remember that.
Meant that, for that, everyone kind of had an opinion whether I should have swum it, shouldn't have swum it. And, the only reason I did swim it was because this is one of my teammates and also one of my squad mates, one of my friends. And he said, the reason that I'm going to give up my spot is the way that you lift the team on the first night of the swimming when you win. And it's like, yeah. I really have to win this. And then the pressure that was on me, leading into the Athens Olympics, you know, I was very close to, you know, I felt like walking away for a day, and then I kind of gave myself a kick up the ass and was like, let's just get on with this.
Yeah. Wow. Is it the pressure made to repeat, like you're comparing yourself with yourself? Do you know what I mean? Like you're competing against the former Ian Thorpe, and then it's hard to get away from that pressure during your career.
Yeah, it is. Look, I think as your career goes on, I think, I tell people if you love sport, back the champion. If you love gambling, back the underdog. It's a lot easier for the underdog to do it because there is no pressure. There's no expectation. And when you start building up a career where you have won consistently across it, you know, we all know the chances of you actually losing something actually start to increase then. So you're up against that as well. And then you start to look at each performance. And, you know, I saw myself training faster and then racing slower. And you know, what's with this? And then, you know, what's wrong with me? How do I correct this? You know, how do I get around this so I can create better performances again when I race?
Mm. So the tension, it was the stress, wasn't it? It was you weren't relaxed when you're in the actual race. Is that right?
I was relaxed in the race, but I think what changed for me is the context of what I did. It wasn't just, you know, swimming, you know, training and racing. It was training, racing, and, you know, then, you know, what came with it was, you know, it was fame and, you know, doing things for sponsors, media, all of those things kind of combined. It's like, oh, wow, I'm not that kid anymore that used to just train really hard and race really hard. You then start thinking about it as a career as well. You know, I remember at the Sydney Olympics, one of the coaches said to me, and it was before a 400 freestyle that then I had a 4x100 relay. So the 400 was my favorite event, and then the relay. So we ended up winning both. But a coach said to me, if you can, maybe you should conserve something for the relay. So in my head, what that means, it's like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with, and it just plants a seed of doubt. Yes. And over a career, more and more of those are planted, and some of them kind of grow up.
I think everyone in the public eye, you can relate to that, can't you? We can't let you go, Ian, without asking about Cody Simpson. How good can he be?
He's good. He was one of the best young swimmers when he was a 13-year-old in the country. Then was offered a deal of a lifetime to become a singer. You know, I've watched him for about 12 months now. He started training by himself with just like basically with a band that is tied to a wall, training in his backyard pool. Mm-hmm. So his dedication's been incredible. And then looking at, you know, during times of COVID, what he's been willing to do and how committed he is to this. For him, this has been about 2024. And it's just that he's swimming so well that, you know, people are talking about what he may be able to do in 2021. But I think it's 2024 for him, not 2021. But he's, he's a talented, he was a talented young swimmer, and he's still a talented swimmer now.
Well, this is great. Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating, mate.
Just listen, if anyone's involved in anyone want to achieve anything in their life, listen to the great man.
Right, and then watch Head Above Water. It's exclusively on Amazon Prime Video today. Thorpey, thanks for your time, mate.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
You know what? The thing about Erin Molan is she's an open book.
So true.
Not as open as Vanessa Sierra, Bernie Tomic's girlfriend. But we'll get to that after 8:30.
Lovely linking of those two. They're all, it's often
well. No, because she shares a lot. She shared more stuff on Instagram.
I think it's going to be a tough segue from Vanessa Sierra to our next topic.
Vanessa Sierra is from Love Island, mate. So
is she?
Yeah.
Well, how is that relevant to me, just out of interest?
I'm just saying that's what she's most famous for being on a television show, which is on free-to-air TV, or was. I don't know where it is now. Probably come back. It wasn't Channel 9, wasn't it? Love Island.
Yeah, that big stop.
With
Sophie Monk.
Yeah, yes. It probably is going to be on again this year.
I think it has. They've already signed another series.
Oh, there you go.
In fact, they've already filmed one, I think, along with Beauty and the Geek.
Yeah, you know what? Good. Wow. Beauty and the Geek coming back.
Yes.
Good.
That's a good
I'm
show.
I'm a big fan of Beauty and the Geek.
That's funny.
She never left.
Yeah.
All right, so fact is, Sophie Monk sometimes talks about not having many friends. I've heard it. I mean, I've what? Talked to her about it. Yes, really? Absolutely. But I didn't realise the same thing is occurring in Erin Molan's life.
Yeah.
Your daughter, Eliza, is turning 3 on Sunday, isn't she, Erin?
Yeah. She is.
We had this discussion on air the other day and you dropped a bombshell. She's not even 3 yet, is she?
No, it's 3 on Sunday.
Yeah, oh, this Sunday.
This Sunday.
That's massive. You got a big party organised, and probably you have. She's probably listening right now. Don't give away any secrets.
Mate,
what's going
we don't
on.
Have a party. We don't really have that many friends.
Now, I couldn't stop thinking about that.
Oh, Erin no, Mullen. I'm not like a. I don't want friends.
No,
I've got a little circle
Erin.
That's.
Erin, you are so much fun.
I know.
Your daughter is so much fun.
I have lots of people who want to be my friend. It's a personal choice.
And your partner, Sean, he's great. And, you know, to think
he has his moments, yeah.
He's great. To think that you guys are wandering around Sydney on your own.
Oh, God.
And also on the day of your daughter's 3rd birthday, where there should be Party Central and all her little friends should be wandering in, and there should be entertainers, and you know what? We've had so many birthday parties for my 3. Like, every year they have a party.
Because your wife organises it.
She does organise it, but there's little kids come together. It's been happening since they were 1.
So you've noticed how much the kids love it, and as a great guy, you've decided to step in, and this is a really nice thing that you're doing.
Yeah, I want Eliza to remember her 3rd birthday party. She won't remember it herself, but she'll remember it you can't remember what happens.
I just want you to be careful here because I'm probably speaking out of school here, but when I went home to sick Eliza earlier this week, Holly made the comment to you, why don't you go home when our children are sick? You're now organising a birthday party for my daughter, probably having never contributed to the organisation of any of your own children's birthday parties. I just want you to be careful.
I have contributed. I've walked birthday entertainers out of our parties and handed them money. I've handed them money and said, well done, have a good day. You know, we once got the guy.
Put the vase down. Once got
one of the magicians that used to be on Australia's Got Talent when I hosted the series.
Oh, Cosimo?
Not Cosimo, no. We're not affording Cosimo. Come on. I mean, who am I? I'm not spending $30,000.
You mean Costantino or whoever?
Yeah.
Didn't Cosimo pull out of an Australian Idol final?
Even, yeah, that's
imagine
right.
she's available.
Possibly would be able to avoid if her.
What have you organised?
Well,
who have you? You're going to have a party. I understand you. We can say it now. You, Hughesy, have decided to throw Eliza a beautiful party.
Yep.
But there's other people who are allowed to come along. We'll get to that in a moment. But who have you organised, or do you want me to do it? I think it might be best if I do this. You'll never guess who Hughesy, he got hold of the phone numbers. Yep.
No,
of you're going to struggle here. Let me do it.
No, well, can they say who they are themselves?
Yeah, but I'm going to say where they're from, though. That'll
what?
Help.
Oh,
well, where are they from?
You're from the mythical land of Arendelle.
Who have we got on the line? Who's on the line?
Hello, are you there?
Is that yes. Is that you, Elsa?
It sure is. Oh, and I heard that little Eliza is having her 3rd birthday, and we would absolutely love to come to her party. We could do balloons, face painting, games, dancing, and make it the most magical frozen fairy tale party ever.
Oh,
Elsa. The Elsa from Frozen.
From Arendelle.
He's going to turn up
to
your party.
Guys, stop it. Really?
Yeah,
I'm happy to pay and stuff, by the way. I'm not looking for a freebie
not
or anything.
For money, mate.
But
not looking for money.
That's amazing. That will make her life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'd love to come. So we're so super excited. So, yeah, Monday we'll be there. And can't wait to see you all.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you don't know this, but we're having a party on Monday morning in at the radio studio.
What?
Eliza is going to come and we are going to have a party. And you know that we know that she needs friends.
She goes to preschool a couple of days a week. But in all honesty, I don't really know anyone else to invite. And then I said to the preschool girls, could I get contacts for the parents and their kind of privacy issues? And so, to be honest, and playing with Sean and I at home and Vicky and Tanny is just probably not that exciting for us. So to have other friends would be amazing. She'll love that.
We're putting a call out right now to the mums or dads of Sydney. Do you have a little one who is available on Monday morning to become Eliza's friend?
Come along.
She's going to kill me when she's older, isn't she? This is desperate.
No. Our friends at Fairy Wishes Children's Parties have organised for Elsa to be there. It is, you heard it, it's a Frozen-themed magical party that Elsa is organising. And if you've got a little one, that wants to come along.
And you've got to be able to get to World Square.
Yeah, Monday morning,
and you can have a party.
This is emotional.
Daughter.
Thank you. This is really lovely.
And Eliza will see there is a world there where you can socialize.
13, 10, 16.
You don't have to be in a celebrity bubble. You can get out of the bubble. And there's other people you can communicate with.
I'm not in a celebrity bubble, you idiot. I don't do anything. I don't go to events. I'm with a policeman. We're normal.
Yeah, there's a life outside. Homicide on Channel 9. There's a life.
Very similar places.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up.
Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. It is the Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron, Sydney's 104.1. Today FM. Uncle Husey's throwing a party.
And it's all inspired by Erin Molan and the life she leads. She's a devoted mother. There's no doubt about that. But the problem is that has taken her away from making other friends in the world. And it means that her three-year-old's birthday party is too lonely.
Can I just say I do have friends. Like I've got Kimmy.
You're not socialising enough. You're not socialising enough. You know what you're not doing? You haven't got the mother's group sorted.
Yeah, because I never did that because when I was pregnant, I just couldn't think of anything worse. The thought of it,
you've got to do the mother's group.
Making conversation with people and having to sit there and talk about breasts.
Hughie's in a number of mother's groups. he's with an alias online.
I respect mothers. Without mothers, we are nothing.
Try and be profound. We all know that.
My mother rang me last night, first time in so long.
I was about
so
to
long.
Say, she doesn't call you normally.
I know, but I said to her, I said, first thing, mum rang, 81 or 80-year-old Carmel rang me, and first thing I said, who's died, mum? Who's died? Same time you ring, someone's died. And no one had. Wow. Weird.
Weird, isn't it?
Weird that she called me when no one had.
Well, so what did she want?
She wanted a chat.
What?
It was unusual.
Sus.
It was really
she what wants
she wants. Yeah, what does she want? Now, what we know is that thanks to Husey and Fairy Wishes Children's Parties are that Elsa is flying in all the way from Arendelle. That she's coming. She's bringing all of her Frozen buddies.
It stands the test of time, Frozen. Frozen 2 wasn't so good, not going to lie. People did enjoy it. But the first Frozen, what a great film. What a great soundtrack. That song, we can all take something from that song.
We actually can. It's actually powerful.
The cold doesn't worry me anyway. I mean, with winter coming up and everyone coughing around me.
Who wants to come?
Powerful.
Jasmine from Newtown, you want to come, yeah?
Most definitely. I have two turning three in July, little princess, and she is obsessed. So she would love it. And I'm the same as you, Erin. I went back to work with Zoe when she was only 2 weeks old, so I didn't do the mother's groups. She doesn't have a very big community, so her third birthday in July was going to be a little bit of a sad event. So,
Jasmine, this is perfect.
This is amazing. Great. I'm so excited to meet you.
Lonely Hearts Club for almost threes.
Nipping
loneliness in the bud.
Love it.
Before it takes hold.
That's a bit much. Now, we love it, Jasmine.
Thanks, Jack. What's your little girl's name?
Zoe.
Zoe.
And you're both available on Monday morning. Are you going to clear your schedule or it's free?
I will clear it for her. Absolutely.
Oh, amazing.
We're clearing it.
See you then, lovely. Can't wait to meet you.
Here comes Matt from Northmead. Hi, Matt.
How you going?
Yeah, great, mate. So we wanted dads to ring. We didn't know they were going to ring. We were worried they wouldn't. But we're a mums and dads show. We don't just focus on the mums. We know there's dads lurking around.
There's also men without children too listening.
Absolutely. I'm not saying we're just focusing on dads. But Matt How old are your tin legs?
I've got three. All girls, 12 weeks, 2 years old, and a four-year-old.
Come on, Matt.
You need my T-shirt.
Come on, Matt.
What was my T-shirt yesterday?
You can't scare me. I've got daughters.
I've got two daughters.
Yeah.
He's got three. He's got three. Be able to scare him.
Are they into Frozen, Matt?
They love Frozen, yeah.
We'd love you to
musical.
Come, buddy. Yeah,
the musical's great. I saw the first half, had to go, but the family hung around. They watched the whole thing.
Wow.
Put that on the poster. Matt, we'd love you to come, mate.
Can you make it? You can make it Monday morning, Matt E.
Well, I'm assuming we're going, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Can't wait to meet you, Matt.
It's a real soft yes, that is.
he's not coming.
No, he's coming, but we'll get some reserves if he doesn't make it, so I'll just keep calling. Who we got now?
Brooke from Balgala. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
Well, in the kid department, what are you packing?
I've got a 3-year-old boy, Jack, and a 5.5-year-old, Vivian.
Oh. Yeah, but what does Jack love?
Jack loves Olaf, and he loves to wear a good Elsa dress.
Yeah, well.
His sister's dress.
He's going to wear it on Monday morning, you guys. Is this a hard yes
I'm
from
sure
you?
Yes, it's a hard yes from
it's
us.
It's a hard yes. It's inking. That sounds it's inking great. In the diary. No pencil there, mate. No need for an eraser or white out.
Oh, can we invite one more little family?
All right, all right. Here comes Alexa from Mount Druitt. Hi, Alexa.
Hi, thank you. I'm a university student and I have two nieces and I haven't spent any time this semester. And I'd really love to take them.
How old are they?
They're both 3 years old, born a month apart.
Can I say to Alexa's
lecturer, she's missing a tute on Monday morning because Alexa is...
University's finished for the month. For the semester.
Right, so it's half time, is it?
It's not a football game.
This party's happening on Monday, everybody. It's going to be massive.
This is going to be... Oh, I'm so excited. Aaron, you've got friends. You've got so many
friends. I've got friends, Husey. I've got friends. It's just they're busy.
Eliza will have them too.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up.
Can I use the term, the G term?
It's a medical term. Absolutely you can.
A gynecologist.
Yes. Oh,
is that all right?
Because he's hot. My wife's new gynecologist is very attractive.
Yeah, and just, I mean, and you brought the topic up, and then when we wanted to discuss it, you wanted to shut it down, mate. You brought it to the table.
Okay.
People need to go to the podcast to find out how that went.
No, it was stressful.
From this end, it was stressful.
I was helping you not get cancelled because.
I was just asking relevant questions.
You made a comment about my wife's underwear, which was, you know what, Aaron Mullen?
Yeah.
It would have been out of place at a footy club awards night.
A bunch of sailors would have gone.
Do you know what? Yeah, sailors would have blushed.
Yeah.
Those on the HMAS Penguin would have blushed.
All I said.
Don't repeat it.
No.
And you're not out of the woods yet. It's on the podcast. So anyone could take offense at any time over the next few weeks.
Thank you, Aaron.
If I've ridden my motorcycle into the doctor's and I walk into the doctor's studio or whatever they have, a surgery, and say, I've got a problem with my nose, guess what? They're going to say, take your helmet off, mate, so we can have a good look. You know, I'm not going to leave the helmet on, am I? I'm not just going to flip up the visor. Maybe I could flip up the visor, whatever.
I don't think you can wear them in with security at the moment anyway. You can't
it's
wear
not a bank. How much money are they taking? You know, aren't they bulk billing? I mean, generally, you know, I'm not going to Medicare. You know, I'm just going into my local GP.
Your glasses are fogged up. That's offensive during this chat as well about my wife's new hot gynecologist. If your glasses are going to fog up, then that's not okay.
My eyeballs are steaming thinking about actually. Your wife's gynecologist.
I do.
How do people find this said gynecologist, Ed?
No, they do.
He's on a 0055 number.
What does that mean, mate? You referenced the game from the 80s, you know?
That's old school.
Talking about old school, let's come back and talk about our mate.
No. You claim to have information that no one else has heard about Bernard Tomic and Vanessa Sierra.
Not again.
Sierra. And this unbelievable...
Yeah, but she's
disturbing situation with a laptop and damage. You claim that you've got new information, and I need to hear it. Otherwise, your journalistic license shall be removed.
Journalism's dead anyway, Ed. Remember that, so it won't matter.
No, that was the young bloke from Manly who's studying journalism, and you know he can still use that. He can use that information when he's writing his blog.
Okay. No.
Right. I love journalism. My wife's a journalist. She studied journalism. Is now a primary school teacher.
She saw the light.
Yeah. Get a job.
She's head now.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
You and Vanessa Sierra, the former Love Island, now on again, off again, girlfriend of Bernard Tomic.
Also his coach, Ed, don't forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, he coached her through the Australian Open qualifier.
He coached her. She coached him.
She coached him, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think they coach each other, wouldn't they? I don't know who.
I don't think he coaches
she coaches him through OnlyFans, you're right.
I don't think through OnlyFans, just in person, probably.
Yeah, well, they're a partnership.
Yeah.
And they have their ups and downs. What's happening now?
Well, Vanessa Sierra has posted a video of Bernard Tomic breaking her laptop and, quote, ruining her livelihood. In the caption, she says, $16,000, I'll do her voice, $16,000 worth of damage. Currently can't work. Half a mil in crypto is locked. I'll give $100 for the first person who can guess what happened. ? And now I'm me again.
So, yeah, the video is confronting. I'm not going to lie, with him snapping her...
Should we hear some?
Laptop over his knee. Yeah.
There we go.
Woo! Cool, break it. Break it all you want. Nice camera.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't like it. I don't like
it. No, she's then come out and said, just to clarify, he didn't and has never laid hands on me. But I would say that that doesn't actually matter. What I witnessed in that video is absolutely... domestic abuse. It's intimidation. It's ruining property. It's a pretty yucky situation.
Is it real though? And that's, I've got to question that now.
A great point, because she did then ask people to go to OnlyFans to watch more content. So look, it's quite disturbing. If it's not real, it's not funny on any level.
No, and this is
we have gone to our OnlyFans before when we first found out that her and Bernie were doing stuff on OnlyFans. We signed up for it.
We paid up with Husey's secret credit card,
it was our Sasha producer. She signed up, but using my credit card. It wasn't a secret, mate. I haven't hidden it from my wife.
Yeah, no worries. We'll cut that bit out. So what? When we do,
don't have a secret credit card.
I know.
You have to cut that bit out
because you don't need one, mate. You got cash.
Well, people aren't taking cash.
And you got crypto accounts, mate.
You do have a lot of cash. Remember that time you left your pants in the cab?
Because I'm not spending it. There's nothing to spend it on anymore.
Then I looked in the... then there was like $500 in the pocket.
Point is, now, I was away the other day off sick, but Erin, I heard your comments because she posted... She usually had a bit of back and forth with her because you know her, Dave, a little bit on the internet.
She's been on my TV show.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought you guys were cool, but then she sort of tried to stitch you up a bit by putting your messages... to her on the internet. And Erin, to try and make you look bad.
Like I'd stitched her up.
Oh, which was completely untrue. And Erin said this.
She did confide in you in two or three big pieces of information that you have not shared publicly at all. That's not very fair. I think if you're going to share a screenshot of what you said to Husey as well, Vanessa, because it's not really fair to make Husey look silly if you're not going to share the entire conversation and the entire context of it.
Or is that what's happening here again, is that we're seeing this video, but we're not seeing the entire context and we're all caught in her web trying to get us to her OnlyFans?
It's very uncomfortable, regardless of what it is and what it's for. I don't understand. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to joke about real. If it is real, then she needs, both of them need some serious help and intervention. It's really uncomfortable viewing, but why would you then suggest people go to your OnlyFans to see more vision of what she had filmed? That's the bit that I just think makes me think, what's going on here?
So we're trying to go to her OnlyFans now. I've put given the credit card number back.
Are we back in?
We had cancelled the subscription.
Are we back in?
Are we back into OnlyFans or is that, are we back, we're back on to OnlyFans? Have I got that in front of me, have I?
Well, who else can we have a look at then?
But I did know about the laptop.
Yes, she did tell you about the laptop in her messages to you.
Yeah, I kept that.
So you kept that secret, didn't you?
What is it, Sasha, is there a new one that I haven't seen?
So he's currently talking to our producer, Sasha. Sasha?
Yeah, what
have you got there? I think we've got to wait for her to send it to our inbox. So you like some of her OnlyFans posts, then she sends
Well, she sends the extended Bernie smashing her laptop video to our inbox. Is that what happens?
Well, I think so.
Really involved.
Can I be honest?
What are we paying? What did we sign up to again?
I think I got a special $3 for $3 for a month or something.
$3 a month is pretty good value.
$3 for 30 days I got.
What's that?
Is that cheap? Like, what's the average price?
But then she's got another one, which is $51 for 3 months.
Well, let's get that one. That one's it.
Today FM.
Not looking happy.
Apparently, I never look happy. Apparently, I never look well. Apparently, I always look like I'm on my last legs, yeah?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Out of everyone who works on this show, here's an example of what I've had to put up with over the last couple of weeks. Here's Aaron doing a news.
The positive case visited a number of excuse me.
She's coughing and spluttering and sneezing and shaking the whole time. Ed Cavalli wasn't here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. His voice sounds like he's bloody Marge from The Simpsons. Jack, you had weeks off. Your voice isn't right.
What?
The only person who hasn't been sick is the guy who looks the sickest out of everyone.
Yeah,
it's old Grandpa Hughesy.
Nah,
Mr. Burns. He's the one who turns up day after day.
And what does your T-shirt say?
My T-shirt says, what does it say, mate?
It says, I didn't plan on becoming a preachy vegan a-hole, yet here I am, and yet here we all are.
You've got a point. Yeah, maybe I do.
I haven't taken a day off, though, in my defence.
Exactly. So we have to look at your sickness and hear it every day.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, that's about it for us for this week, everybody.
What the hell are we out of here? I can't wait for Monday. I can't wait for more brilliant stuff. The party that Aaron's going to have with her daughter Eliza and some listeners and their kids, that's going to be huge. It's going to be
Can we get dancers?
Magic Mike.
Well, for the parents as well.
Oh, J.A. is going to dance.
Oh, yeah.
J.A. can you move.
With an axe in your hand, maybe.
Sure.
Wasn't there a wood chopper in Frozen? Was there someone who was
there? Yeah, it starts with him chopping wood.
Hans?
Yeah. Was it Hans? What about Olaf? What was Olaf?
Olaf is a mushroom.
He's a snowman.
But he had a big carrot, though, didn't he?
Oh, for God's sake. Talking about a child's birthday party.
Had a nose carrot.
Damn. Well,
all right. Before we get cancelled, we might get on out of here.
Go.
Okay, we are on B Fridaying at JA.
Yeah, we are. Hey, you know how, Hughes, you got that world tour in Sydney, so you're doing the stand up right across town.
Yeah.
I'm going to give away some tickets later on this morning, if that's okay.
I've got to say, JA, it's Parramatta Leagues Club. Yep. He claims to be a Parramatta Eels fan, so we want the Parramatta faithful there. Exactly. But this is his chance. The great man is doing a full set. You know, he's the greatest. And here he is doing a set just for you. Erin Mullen's going to do 4 jokes. Mm. So we're going to get someone next week to give her her next joke. We're going to get a listener on air to give you your
bit
next
of feedback.
Joke.
I think she does need a new joke. I think I've heard a few of those.
Oh, really,
Shots
JA? Don't
take that.
You know what? That's fair, JA.
I remember that.
She's going to, no, don't she's doing 4 jokes.
She's
doing...
polishing it, mate. I've been to Hughesy's show
a few times.
That's not me. That was JA. Shut that chisel down.
Yeah, that's it. We're out of here, everybody. Bye-bye.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.